Minnesota Cuba Committee's been actually around for about 18 years now. It was formed back in 1990, and the committee was basically formed with some primary kind of goals. One of the most important political ones has been to oppose the United States embargo on the island and to seek normalization of relations with the island. So we're an organization that, in a sense, has a fairly clear political stand that we don't see any justification for the continuation of the embargo and would like to see more normal political and economic relations between the United States and Cuba. In recent times, we have very particularly opposed the tightening of travel relations with the island that happened following the Powell Commission report in 2004 that further limited travel of undergraduate students and Cuban Americans to the island. We carry out our work also for those political objectives by doing educational programs. We sponsor film showings of films made either on the island or about Cuba. And where it's been possible, we have arranged for Cubans to come and speak in Minnesota. When that was, again, much more possible in earlier times, we would often have representatives who would come from the island. We organized the visit of people from the Cuban Communist Youth to come to speak at campuses in Minnesota, for example, back in the 1990s. We've arranged when it was possible for the Cuban ambassador in Washington to come out and speak in Minnesota. The last time we were able to do that was in 2002, because currently the U.S. government does not allow the diplomatic personnel of Cuba to travel outside of the Washington, D.C. area. But we basically try to educate about Cuba and to work for better relations between the United States and Cuba.